But tell me, like, but you were a legitimate fitness model, right? Or you kind of dabble in that?
I mean, I made some money. I helped some different companies. Yeah. That was originally, like, before COVID, or right when COVID hit. I was about to be signing with a company, and I prayed about it.
Yeah.
And I had a place in Miami, met a dude on Tinder.
Yeah.
And I didn't meet him for that. I met him because I thought that was the quickest way. Like, his ad was to find a roommate on Tinder. And I'm like, this is perfect.
That's perfect.
And it was a good price. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
In Miami, though, like, holy
it was
crap.
Like $600.
Oh, come on.
That was
on.
It.
That's amazing.
On the water and everything. This dude was just, was rich and he was wanting a roommate, but
yeah.
I just prayed about it. I asked my friend, who's really religious. She prayed with me and I just didn't do it. I got this gig. It was a lot better.
Yeah. And so what you doing right now? What's this?
I'm in roofing sales right now.
Cool.
And
okay.
So the way I got this,
yeah,
I never wanted to do this. Never.
Kind of just fell in your lap, I guess.
So I was in, again, I was on my way to Miami I was in a Forex company.
Okay.
And on my trip to Miami, I I had to rebook my ticket. Everything was kind of messed up. But the guy sitting next to me ended up being my now boss.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
What?
Perfect.
Cool.
It was crazy. It was just when COVID hit. So I got his number.
Yeah.
And I tried to pitch him and he's like, look, I don't need this money. Look, and he sent me a picture of his bank account and
I don't know what you do in that moment. I wouldn't know what to say.
I just screenshotted it.
Okay.
I just screenshotted it. And when COVID hit and all the gyms shut down and I'm just sitting on the couch, like, I don't like my job because I loved working with people. I loved helping people. I loved coaching.
Of course.
But I didn't like having graduated with a degree, a 4-year degree, and that made me get a dollar more. Like, that made me a dollar more certified than anyone else.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, true, true. That's a
so
good point.
I really started thinking about it, and I'm like, what do I need to do, God? Like, what do I need to do? And then all of a sudden, I started going through my pictures, and that guy's bank account showed up.
Oh,
I texted him.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, come work with me, like, tomorrow. Just come sit, like, ride with me, and I'll see what you do. And
how cool is that?
Like, can I do this? And within 2 weeks, I moved, got a new truck. Like, oh gosh, it was great.
Good for you, Sydney. Like, that's amazing. But it really does come down to, like, prayer and discernment.
It
and
does.
That kind of thing. Like, it really does. It's not a joke. And God works in mysterious ways. He throws all this random stuff at you that may not make sense at one point, but then you come back to it and you're like, oh, you know, maybe this is what I gotta try.
Like, I should have just listened before, started praying ahead of time.
Yeah. Well, I love that. I can't think of a better way to approach life anyway. So
thank you.
Yeah.
And it makes me happy that, like, this is where you're at too. Like,
thank
you're a godly
man.
Just, I don't know. It makes a person that much more well-rounded, I guess.
Yeah. It's fun. It's fun. And listening to people like you who have inspiring stories, it's a learning opportunity for me, really. So I get to learn from people like you. So, yeah. And you kind of did fitness a little bit of, like, the untraditional way, I guess. Cause, like, looking through your Instagram and stuff, were you always about, like, muscle building and sort of, like, gaining muscle?
So I was a sporty girl, like, through my whole life. I was that girl who could do anything.
Sure.
And so during college, I was a pole vaulter.
Yeah.
And my coach, like, I was diagnosed with, SIBO, which is small intestinal bacteria overgrowth.
Okay.
And the side effects are, like, irritable bowel syndrome, fructose malabsorption, which is literally in everything, fruits, vegetables, whatever, and lactose intolerance.
Oh, God.
And it was just during track, I started to wear, like, running was painful. Everything was painful. And the only thing I could eat was potatoes, meat, and what was it? It was potatoes, meat, and rice.
Okay,
And
real
so
hearty
I started
stuff.
gaining weight because my
Yeah.
body just like it wasn't getting anything, any nutrients, but my coach just told me like cut out all carbs and cut out this. And
Huh.
I put on weight quick.
Okay.
I found that muscle was easy to gain for me. And when my coach said that, I just like cut everything. Like I did not know. And after I had like stopped pole vaulting, I kind
Yeah.
of am like, well, now my workouts aren't made. Like my workouts aren't
Yeah, they're
made
not
for me. What do
prepared
I
for you. Yeah,
do?
what's the next step? Yeah.
So I went to our athletic trainer, and I had made some workouts, and I wanted her to look over it, and she was like, "Yeah, that's all good." And it was more for the aesthetic. I wanted to go for fitness modeling, and I'm like, "Well, I got to put on more muscle if I need
Yeah.
to do this."
Yeah.
And in doing that, I started wanting to learn more about like what's going on with my body,
Sure.
like why it's going crazy. So that's when I started getting ripped, was actually when I was like the unhealthiest. Because I just couldn't eat, like
Okay. So you're saying when you
nothing
were
was.
ripped, that's when you
When
felt
I was
the
ripped, I
unhealthiest.
was like the unhealthiest I'd ever been. Honestly,
See, that's
it even
interesting.
got into my
Okay.
mind. I was like purging. I wasn't anorexic, but I started like binging and purging because I didn't know what to do.
Sure.
Everything was like awful. Like, I don't know. I didn't know how to fuel my body. And
Yeah.
that's why I had Bodhi Fuel. It was to fuel your body. And because my last name is Bodhi.
Yeah, no, I love that. Whenever I saw Bodhi Fuel, it was like, this girl has the most perfect like
Isn't
advertising name ever. You freaking can could kill it in the industry with like freaking Bodhi Fuel. Like that's
I
so cool.
wanted to make a supplement line for people with all kinds of intolerances. And that
People
was
would
a.
buy it. People would buy it. I'm telling you, that's like
I
perfect.
couldn't find anything. I could
Yeah.
not find lactose-free stuff. I couldn't find fructose-free stuff. I'm like, that's what I'm gonna do. But I need a bigger revenue source. I think that's gonna be my fun thing
Sure.
after like investing. But
'cause yeah, the whole supplement thing is so difficult anyway because, you know, like you said, you can't freaking find anything that fits into some kind of intolerance you might have or some sort of condition or something. 'Cause I mean, I don't know, people go for like, did you ever do plant protein or did you kind of have to stick with
I've tried
whey protein?
everything.
Okay.
I whey would have me on the ground with like stomach
It's
pain.
yeah, 'cause it's I, but that makes sense. Whey is so sketch anyway, you know, 'cause it'll freaking do that to you if you don't have, I don't know, if you got weird stuff, you know, so weird whey protein, you know,
So
so well, that's
once I
amazing.
start, it was, and it slowly died down once I
Okay.
started to like figure it out. But it's like always in the back of my mind, like I gotta do this because like there's tons of people like me, and there's like fructose groups all over Facebook with like thousands and thousands and thousands of people. It's like
Oh my
hidden, these
God, that's
hidden groups. It's so
perfect.
weird.
Yeah. Holy cow. But I'll ask you sorry, I'm totally interrupting you. I'm so sorry. I wanted to know like when you built the muscle, like were you eating a lot of food? 'Cause I think like, 'cause there's a bunch of girls out there who would love to look like you. And just to know like what how did you get as shredded as you did? 'Cause it looked like you gained size, like good size.
So originally, like my legs, like you put me and my dad next to each other. My dad's
Yeah.
like 5'8" and a half. We look the same exact. Like I have a Bodhi booty. Okay,
Yeah.
so a
Yeah.
lot of it is genetics, and I can't stress that enough.
Okay.
But at the same time, like my leg, again, my legs. If I didn't do much, they'd still look fire.
You just have that genetic predisposition to, yeah, that athletic build. Yeah.
But
Yeah.
I guess I was eating 3,000 plus calories and I was not able to put on size. And it was when I took a step back and was like really focusing on macros that I
Okay.
started putting on size.
3,000 and you weren't putting on size.
So if you go back to my Instagram and look as like when I was the rippest,
Okay.
again, this is when I couldn't eat anything. This is when I was like putting, like, eating a banana, and I was on the ground in stomach pains.
Yeah.
Like, this is when I was forcing stuff in.
Okay.
But I look good.
Yeah, yeah, it's, just, it's true. It's true. Aesthetically, it's super appealing. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want to add in, so I couldn't find a pre-workout. I've had heart surgery, so a lot of things.
God. Like, geez, Sydney.
Pre-workout kills me.
Yeah. Oh, so did you have to have, you had the heart surgery because of the pre-workout?
Okay, this is going to go back even farther. So yes. I was on Adderall.
It's all good.
I was on Adderall for 19 years.
Okay. That's
yeah. I think I was like already predispositioned to a heart condition. Like there was something at birth that I had. It was an extra SA node, so
sure.
My blood wasn't getting oxygenated. It was going through too quick. I was blacking out during stadiums. Like,
and
this didn't come out until I guess I upped my Adderall dose.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh wait, there's something wrong. And it was in high school that I got this surgery. Yeah, but also college, like with track, it was a big thing. Like I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
My resting heart rate when I was sleeping, they docked it at like 180 for a few seconds and it went down. Like crazy stuff.
God.
So I tried, fructose, when you can't have fructose and you have dextrose, it will bind to it and like not hurt your stomach. So what I used to do, Smarties.
Okay.
It was dextrose. So I would down a whole like 15 things of Smarties before a workout, and that would be my pre-workout.
Damn, you're living proof of somebody who's had to do the research and figure out like what works for you. And I think that's amazing, because people would probably not take the steps you did, and they would probably just like throw their hands up and be like, well, I don't know what to do, you know? And
that's the point.
Yeah.
Yes.
And throw in the towel, you know, just sort of give up on working out and fitness and, you know, the dieting portion all together, because it's just, it's, and you've had all this stuff to deal with. And if I were in your shoes, I probably would have just been like, well, I don't know, you know? And
It was ruining me socially. Like, I wouldn't go on dates because I was farting. Okay, so a big thing of, like, fructose malabsorption is just, like, being bloated and farting.
Gassy and
like,
everything.
I would always look like 8 months pregnant going to school after track. And it's like, I'm doing 6 hours of workouts. Like, I should not look like this.
Man.
I'm getting out of breath. I'm walking. I'm getting so excited.
Oh, no. I'm glad. Yeah. No, this is an amazing story.
I love talking about this stuff.
It's great.
People are like, even though it's genetics, it's like, if you don't know your body, like I can tell when my body needs carbs.
Yeah.
Like I can tell, like I had food journals, and you have to track it back to like 8 hours before. It's not just like what you just ate.
Yeah.
People started telling me to track the weather too. And it was just the stuff I tracked for years was incredible. And I feel like at this point, knowing what meat works with me, I have to eat red meat at night and not
leg
during
meat
the day.
Red
meat. Cause it's like, it would be too heavy during the day, and it's just, I'm so in tune with my body. It's crazy.
I like that concept though. The whole like leg meat, and just the fact that you know that, like that's amazing.
And I feel like that's a big thing of getting to where people need to get to is like, okay, well, are you eating too much? Are you not eating enough? Like maybe your body doesn't like this type of food. Like my body doesn't like tilapia. Like I did it for years.
Sure.
And I changed, I'm pretty sure because I meal prepped like 7 days of it and it was bad by the time I got to it on Saturday.
Yeah, because then you build up, you kind of, your body just like starts rejecting that stuff. It's weird. Like you eat so much of it and then your body just kind of like has odd reactions all of a sudden. I don't know. I've experienced the same thing with like eggs or something, you know?
Yes.
So
eggs, I did way too many eggs and I had to be off of it for like a year.
Yeah. There you go. Like, and eggs are a staple. Like you can't, I don't know, any like self-respecting bodybuilder or fitness model. I don't, you know, I feel like they're all eating eggs, you know, that's a huge one.
I can't do egg whites anymore, though, or egg whites by itself.
Really?
I mean, I can, but it makes me so gassy, and this is so hard for girls to talk about. This was a main thing that I would have people telling me, like, what kind of shit they were having. Like, this is how open people were with me when I started going about this. And I mean, it's something people don't talk about.
They
and
relate
it's something
to you.
That,
yeah.
It's something that's frequent.
Yeah. Yeah, and like, you give people a way to talk about that. Like, they probably, you know, on the inside, they're struggling and they don't know, like, it's become a big self-esteem issue. And your experience has opened up a door for people to be comfortable about this. So, mm-hmm. as awkward as
and
it
I've even had problems this past, so the past, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay, again, with the Adderall.
Okay.
I was on it for 19 years, all right? I got on it when I was 4.
Yeah.
And I hated being on it, but my parents were like, you're crazy without it. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll do it for school. I'll get off of it.
Yeah,
after
you were
college.
4. Like, you just kind of, you listen to what your parents tell you at that point, you know?
I was like a little boy. I was just full of energy.
yeah.
But after college, I had bumped it up. I was prescribed double doses of the highest dose. So 85 milligrams, and I had these little fast-acting ones.
Okay.
I bumped them up to 130 milligrams. This is triple the normal, the average dose, right?
Yeah.
Again, I was on it for 19 years, so it was like, what this would do to a normal person is not what it would do to me.
Yeah.
But
you had to
I
have
started
that higher,
having
higher dosage. Yeah.
Dude, I started having, so again, I started having all kinds of heart problems again.
Sure.
I got put on anxiety medicine.
Yeah.
I got put on OCD medicine. I got put on all these things. And I finally went and checked the side effects.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just checking off every side effect. And I'm like, you know what? This might be doing something a lot with my stomach. And I just, this whole year, I looked at my Snapchat story. It had been a full year since I got off of it. And it's been a full year since I've, like, finally been okay. And my stomach just keeps getting better and better. It was the hardest thing I have ever done.
Yeah.
Wow. And I recorded it, and I'm planning to, like, release it because people are so scared to get off of it. I just don't know how to make the videos.
Now,
I have all the videos.
It's. I mean, it could just be a candid conversation you have with the camera. I mean, that's like. Yeah, like do a step-by-step process. Take him through a day in the life of Sydney, you know, trying to get wean yourself off of that, you know? So, yeah.
And that was just the hardest process, but my fitness, like, it took me a year to get back into the gym fully. Like, I'm finally back to where it's enjoyable.
Yeah.
But it had slowed my metabolism down. So, again, I was eating 3,000 calories, not gaining a single pound. At the same time, my body was, like, very low in vitamins and stuff because it wasn't able to absorb a lot, but still fast metabolism. And now I'm eating. So I was wondering why I was putting on so much weight because I was in a deficit of about 500.
Okay.
So I was eating 1,800 calories, my normal deficit from the past, like, 3 years.
Yeah, that's fair. It seems great. Yeah, that's perfect.
And that's when I put on the weight was when I was just lifting heavy and not really caring about what I was eating. That's when I got, like, my butt legit grew 4 inches.
Wow. But that was like, it was muscle. It was like, this is
oh,
when you
it
got.
It was all muscle. I had to sew triangles. Like,
yeah.
I still have to sew triangles in my jeans for it to fit my butt.
Wow.
Yeah. I guess a good thing, but
see, that's cool though. It's like, I think that's the big, like, missing factor in women's fitness is, you know, there's you did the heavy lifting, you got to eat. There you go. And it showed up. It obviously, it made you feel good about yourself and, like, really fit. You know, you didn't feel, did you ever feel like bulky, or did you like the way you looked?
Okay. Yeah. I'm going through. So yeah, at a point I started realizing, like, wait, nothing is fitting in it.
Yeah.
I've always been a small girl. My mom's 5'3". I went into high school 4'11". Like, I've always been tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And So I still feel like a big girl just from how I've kind of come up. But I started noticing, like, I'm 165. Like, I'm 20 pounds from my dad. At the same time, I'm like, heck yeah, I'm 165. Yeah. I'm all muscle.
In the back of your mind, you're like, I'm a shredded son of a bitch. Like, yeah.
Yeah, like I'd ask, hey, guess my weight. just because I was so happy. I'm like, I weigh more than this dude.
Yeah.
But I started getting really insecure. And at a point, I'm just like, so when I was modeling and getting off the Adderall, I gave myself the year. I'm like, I know that this is going to be hard. Mm-hmm. And I know that I'm not going to be able to be picture perfect all the time while I'm doing this. Because there's going to be cravings. There's going to be times I don't want to go to the gym. And so I'm like, I gave myself this year, 2019 and 20 was when I finished it.
Yeah.
So I let myself put on the weight, and it went by a lot easier than if I would have like tried to continue modeling at that point. And so I put on the weight and then I started getting insecure.
Yeah. Like,
'cause I've never been that much. Like I put on 25 pounds. Yeah. It was a lot of muscle, but at the same time in your head, you're like, whoa. And people just kept telling me how good I looked. And I liked myself a curve, but still in the back of my mind, it was like, I can't run. I can't do a minute of jumping jacks without getting tired. So I'm like, okay, I need to take a step away from like lifting and get back where I feel really good. Yeah. Cause I went back for my heart because it was just, my resting heart rate was like 90. I walked upstairs to my grandparents and I had to take a seat and be like, let me catch my breath. My little grandma, she's just walking up. She's like, are you okay?
And then like, something's wrong.
Something's definitely wrong.
Yeah. 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 Wow. So, okay. So it's kind of, you kind of realized that there's a balance, I guess, that needs to exist.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. But I get where you're coming from though. 'Cause that's like I've felt that too. You know, if you spend all your time doing all this heavy lifting, you realize how much that takes away from your cardiovascular, and it's weird. 'Cause you kind of get a little winded going upstairs. Like that's anybody who spends their life doing the heavy lifting, it's funny. It's like, damn, why do I feel like this? Jesus Christ.
You don't do anything else.
Yeah, it's true. It's amazing.
So with my job, I haven't been able to keep a lot of like a huge schedule. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, for me to feel sane, I need to control some part of my life. So I made my morning like my main thing, but I took a step away. I'm like, okay, I can't lift at this time every single day. So I brought it down to 2 days of like a full body lift.
Okay.
And then 3 days of whenever I could like get in something. And I got into boxing because I'm like,
I interviewed a boxing guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
It's awesome.
It was like boxing and Muay Thai, and I dropped 15 pounds within so going from a 5 day basically bro split to two full days, lost 15 pounds, still have my legs, still have my butt, I could just do things. And now I'm starting to like, now that it doesn't hurt to walk to my freaking car every day.
Yeah.
It's like, I used to do triathlons, and I'm like, you know what? That's how I'm going to get back in. So that's like my new thing now is training for some triathlons.
You just kind of casually do that. That's the funny thing. You're just like, yeah, I'll train for some triathlons. No biggie. Like,
well, man, you got to understand, my dad still does Ironmans.
Wow.
He's 50.
Certified badass.
47. Jeez. If my dad ever hears this, he's going to be so pissed with how jacked up I made his age.
No, but that's amazing. Yeah, your dad's
a beast. I promised him a triathlon. And I used to do them. Me and my brothers, we did them when we were younger. I've probably done like 11. So I know what to expect. But
jeez.
I'm like, you know what? I want to I want to bring that back in because it's,
yeah,
it's scary that I don't know how my body is going to respond. Like, am I going to, I've always had a butt, always got a nice butt.
Yeah.
But am I still going to have my big butt?
Like, am I going to lose it?
That's what's going through my mind. Like,
well,
that's
if it's,
not good.
But if it's a triathlon, shouldn't it like add to that? I mean, I don't, but you know, I don't know much about triathlons. So you'd know more than I would.
If I focus more on my run, so I only have like 2 days of running right now.
Yeah.
I guess if I were to like take it super seriously, I would definitely get leaner. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm so happy at my body right now. Like,
yeah,
there was a point to where I was always trying to get like this perfect body. And it's like, I thought I was fat in all those pictures I posted, like insane. Right. And I would, if I could tell people like one thing, it's just to like, go off of how you feel, like take all the mirrors out of your house for like a month and just go off of feels. And yeah, and it does wonders. It does amazing things.
Yeah. Did social media contribute to like that feeling, like comparing yourself to other fitness models on social media? Was that part of it?
First thing I did, I unfollowed all of them. They're my friends and stuff.
There you go.
But I unfollowed them.
Yeah.
That, and I deleted it for 6 months to where the only way I could do it was like get on Safari on my phone. And it just wasn't something I would scroll and scroll and scroll. And I recently just downloaded it again.
Wow.
And
but that's dedication. That is freaking
dedication.
Well,
there was a point. I'm like, whenever I'd feel bad, I'm like, all right, take a step back. What are you feeling bad for? Like, what did you just do? And it would either be music I listened to or what I just saw. And it would, like 90% of the time, it would be what I scrolled through.
Yeah, because you can't help but feel a sense of insecurity, I guess, whenever you see somebody who might, like, you perceive as slightly better looking or slightly more fit than you, you know? And it's something. Like, even just seeing it briefly, it messes with you, you know?
Even in so. I felt like when I had it, when I was always posting, it's like, I remember I was going to a Christmas party one time and people knew me as Bodie Fuel. Like, they started calling me that.
Oh,
it was
cool.
When I was kind of
cool.
Like, it was cool, but yeah, at the same time, I'm like, Dad, like, he was dropping me off. I was like, Dad, I don't look like her. Like, I don't look picture perfect right now. And I'm walking into this place and they're going to be like, that doesn't look like her. And it's almost, I read it the other day, an imposter syndrome. And it made me feel bad because I was working my ass off just because I'm a hard worker. Yeah. But, and at the same time, trying to look good. And it was taking over. Like, what are they going to think of me? What are they going to it was difficult.
Yeah. Like the mental burden that brings is it's intense, you know? It's amazing.
It is.
Yeah. And just with all the stuff you had to go through with the Adderall and everything, like that's a lot, but it's amazing. It's amazing that you had the sense to put that down. I don't think many people would just be able to do that because it's so easy to just sit there and scroll through social, you know? So God, man, I applaud you for that. That's amazing.
Don't get me wrong. Like, people that are on Adderall, like when I was on it, I was like, well, what's going to happen to my body? Like, that's what's helping me not be able to eat. And that was a big part of it. Like,
sure.
I thought I was going to get all fat and I got thick with a Q. I'd like,
you got the right kind of thick.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And I was happy with where my weight settled.
Yeah.
I still remained active.
Yeah.
But it definitely humbled me. And the reason I'm able to talk about this was because during that withdrawal and,
that
just
feeling,
the full year after of trying to like regrowth and I guess pretty much like relearn everything about me, it was very humbling because I got really raw with myself. I would do a whole bunch of, I still do it, just mindset books or mindset podcasts and just learning about God and learning about like what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, you were feeding into that positivity. No, that's
yeah.
That is so that's not something we do. And I started recently discovering it, like really feeding yourself positivity and giving yourself avenues to feel good about yourself the right way is so necessary right now. And like what you did, good podcasts, you know, good like reading material, like that's, mm-hmm. that's, you were like freaking feeding yourself the right stuff.
So, yes.
Yeah. Like, man, you just, that's why you did it, is because you were smart about it and you gave yourself mm-hmm. all the right material. Jeez.
You gotta give yourself grace when you yeah. go through stuff like that.
Yeah. Wait, say that again. You said you gotta give yourself grace when you go through stuff like that. Is that what you said?
Yeah, you can't.
That's beautiful.
Like, I would be hard on myself a lot. That's and then beautiful. At the same time, I'd be like, do you realize what you're going through?
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to yeah. not go to the gym today. It's okay to eat this. And it just... That's it amazing. Really allowed myself to grow instead of beat myself down.
Because that's what people struggle with, you know, any walk of life when they're trying to make their body better or go on some kind of like weight loss journey or fitness goal. They beat themselves up, you know, and they bite off more than they can chew right from the get-go. So they start this crazy intense plan. And then when they fudge it up, it's like, it's like what you said. You beat yourself up. You think you're worthless. You think you can't do anything more. Like it's.
And I think the biggest part of that yeah. is reflection.
Yeah. When you say reflection, what do you mean? Just like looking back and telling yourself to like calm down, like really kind of like taking a step back.
So during it, when I would feel something, I'd be like, okay, let's either video this. Why are you feeling like this? And I go back to these videos and I'm like, oh. Like there was one when I just felt like a failure and I was crying and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, just to see the growth, but really take a step back and be like, okay, what's making me feel like this? Why am I feeling like this? Or when I had a bad moment, just write and be like, why am I feeling like this? What is putting me in this position to why I'm feeling like this? And it's wow. okay to feel like this. And how do I change it to where when I feel like this, like I can feel differently next time.
Jeez.
And I think that was the biggest part of like the whole growth and yeah. and being okay with being in that kind of drought for so long.
Yeah, just that this period of change and growth. But I like the idea of videoing yourself. I like
oh, yeah, that
idea.
Was, my phone is so full of things.
Yeah, but you go back and you see not only mm-hmm. how far you've come, but you can remind yourself like where you don't want to be or what, you know, what it is that made you feel sad in those particular moments. And so I like the accountability you've given yourself with those videos.
Yeah, I think that's very important when you're trying to go through something.
Holy cow. And do you think people can apply that to like their diet and fitness lifestyle with just like weight loss or
absolutely.
Anything like that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I would video myself like, okay, we look 8 months pregnant today.
But you're real with yourself. Yeah. You're like giving people realness.
Oh my gosh. And when I would, okay. So all this stuff, like you can actually see it on my stories, like the stuff that I've saved, because I felt like when I did feel like an imposter, mm-hmm. I'd be like, no one can know about this stuff. And there was a point where I'm like, you know what? If I broadcast it, everyone knows. And then I don't care. So I started talking about like farting and talking about awful shits and talking yeah. about how bloated I was. And I didn't realize like how many people related to me. And that was when I'm like, you know what? I don't have anything to hide anymore. Like I don't care.
And you didn't care what people thought. Yeah. You literally just let go of all this, all this self-imposed stress. Yeah.
They're not going to be around me 24/7. They're not going to be at my funeral. They're not going to, I don't care. Like there's definitely certain people I let influence my decisions.
Sure.
But at the same time, it's like, not that you're irrelevant, but what does it mean if you don't like something? Like,
yeah,
it's not going to affect me.
Yeah, it's true. And then you probably, you know, you start to accept yourself when you don't like something or you feel like you didn't do as well. Like you embrace that feeling and you're like, it's okay. You know, you're human. You're meant to feel like this sometimes. You're not meant to be always positive or always perfect, you know?
Yeah. So, and for example, like today, or no, yesterday, I have been trying to flip my evening workouts to morning.
Oh,
And
how's that? That must be kind of tough because
I
immediately
was
I get
pissed.
that.
I was like 10 o'clock driving to the gym, and I'm just like,
Like
why'd you do this? Like, you're not going
silently
to get
angry.
anywhere like this. Just putting myself down. And I listened to a book, and they're like, give yourself like little cues. Like, when you start feeling like this, stop yourself and be like, it's okay. Like, it's not going to be a ch like change. Like, long-term change doesn't happen in a day. So I'm like, all right, if I get to the gym 5 minutes earlier than what I did yesterday, I'm doing something. And it happened. I was there 30 minutes before, and I had to give myself grace again. Like, it's not the end of the world. You didn't miss anything. You didn't, like, regardless if you did, like, it's not the end of the world. Like, it's okay. You'll just do better next time.
Give yourself grace. Like that's the
Yes.
moral of this whole story. It's giving yourself that
And
slack,
it's
that
so
grace. And
important. Yes.
it really is. Is that something you when you did Bodhi Fuel, was that kind of the message you try to pass on to people with Bodhi Fuel?
So the Bodhi Fuel message, the main thing was, what was it? Originally, it was to fuel your body because I made it because I had no idea what I can eat. I was like the only fitness person on these fructose malabsorption. So now I only have lactose intolerance, which is
Which
amazing.
is
I ended
great.
up healing my gut a lot, and it's still messed up, but I know what happens. I know what I can eat, what I can't eat. And if anyone's out there and has lactose intolerant and lactate doesn't work, take, let me read it.
Yeah,
It's
people would like to know.
this is the only thing that works for me. It's the Now brand, and it's called Dairy Digest Complete, and it's the milk protein. So I don't know if it's the lactose that I can't handle or the milk protein that I can't handle,
Dairy
but
Dairy Digest Complete.
yep. And
Dairy
it's the
Digest Complete.
orange and purple bottle. Life changer. But when I started doing it, it was like a accountability thing with what I could eat, what I couldn't eat. I would do weird meals. Like, my favorite meal was a rice cake with cucumber and mustard. But
Rice cake
that
with
shit I could
cucumber and
eat.
mustard.
That was my cheat meal.
That
Like,
would that's an acquired flavor right there. I can see myself maybe I'd have to try that a few times, you know.
Or
So.
cucumber and saltines with mustard. Like, I can't even explain the stuff that I started like experimenting because I couldn't eat sweet stuff. I
But you
couldn't eat cheat meals. Like, everything hurt my stomach and I'd be on the floor for like a week.
But you did you experimented. Like even though to some
Oh,
people they're
absolutely.
you got to. Like you gotta just you weren't afraid to like sit there and try all this, you know, what other people would consider crazy stuff or crazy foods or whatever it is, you know. But it's what made you learn about yourself more and learn about your
Oh,
body
people
more.
like dog me, like, what the heck are you eating? And I'm like, you know what? If you
Whatever
were
the
in
hell
my
I
position,
want.
you'd be doing this too.
It's
But
true. It's true.
it was definitely, I keep going off on a tangent, but
No,
it was
please.
accountability. And it was just being that page that I could not find on Instagram. It was because I searched for all kinds of like fructose malabsorption athletes. I couldn't find anything because the fructose
No.
was the biggest thing. And it just wasn't a page. I didn't know what I could eat. I didn't know how I should eat. I didn't know anything. And that was when I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna make a page. And at first, it was kind of like one of those gaudy booty pictures and foods. And I'm just like, I don't want my kids to see this when I grow up because it's somehow gonna be found. I still have some things, but you gotta attract attention.
It's but
But
yeah, I mean that's definitely, you know, people I think it makes sense that, you know, you have the message, you have a very sincere story, but you know, you show off like what you can yield. Like this is me now and this is what you stand to gain if you do this, you know. So,
Yeah, exactly.
It's
But and then it
perfect.
started being, what do you it was fuel your body, and then it was fuel your body as far as like mentally too. So I started posting a whole bunch of mental things, like what you should be intaking, what you should be surrounding yourself with. And honestly, that's Perfect. What it's turning into. Like, I would love to continue the fructose thing,
yeah,
but I didn't feel right because, so when I did the fructose test, mm-hmm. I basically drank a whole bunch of fructose. And the more I read about it, the more it's like an always positive thing. Cause of course you're not going to be able to handle like an entire 2 cups of fructose powder. Like, no one can.
It's good. Yeah. But, that'd be tough.
But that was the test to determine if I was intolerant or not. And I believed it. And there was a point to where I went to a doctor and all he told me was like, honey, I don't think any of this, I don't think anything's wrong with you. Like, you could just have a little bit of lactose intolerant. And that was the clicking point to where it was like, it's wow. in my mind, maybe.
Wow. And interesting. Yeah. Holy cow.
That was when I kind of like started trying everything again. How I used to eat pizza with Smarties because I thought if I was fully fructose intolerant, I could do it because of what I learned about it.
Sure.
And that's where I'm like, I would love to make a fructose free diet plan or supplement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I know about it. And I'm not a dietitian about it, but
you've been through
it. I know enough. Yeah. I've
experienced it. Yeah.
I made all kinds of stuff. I started making Smartie powder. Like,
okay, that's cool. I will back you on that. That's a cool idea.
Dextrose. Dextrose, it comes in bag. That was like the only sugar I could have, like with coffee and stuff.
Okay.
It's just it's the purest, like when your body in the pre-workout, what it absorbs is dextrose. And it's the purest form of sugar your body can absorb.
Now you're teaching me because I didn't actually know that. That's cool.
Dude, I was on a roll. I started talking like I was a dietitian and I almost switched to sports nutrition.
Yeah.
I was so close, but it was because I had that problem and I think I wanted to learn more about it.
Yeah. Yeah. You figured out where it was that you wanted to put that focus in. But I mean, truly though, you know more than a lot of these other dietitians, you know, just with your experiences and everything.
Gosh.
I think that, you know,
I went to a dietitian and she was like, here's the paper. And I ended up searching it. And that was the first paper. And it said like the different values of sucrose and fructose and glucose in foods. And it's like, you can have 3/4 cup of broccoli, but you can't have a cup of broccoli. Or,
so it's all this nitty gritty, like cookie cutter like, type stuff.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, can I have wine? She was like, I don't know. You might be able to.
I'm not sure.
Like, I need help. Like, that you're not helping. And that's when I'm like, if I did this, like, I would, like, there's no fructose specialist. Like,
yeah,
there isn't. I could not find one.
Well, there's you.
And I'm just like, I got to do this by myself now. Like,
yeah.
If I want to cure myself, it's on me.
Yeah.
It was so stressful, but I learned so much.
But you did. You ended up figuring it out. Like, that's the beautiful thing.
I figured it out. It was gut.
Yeah. It was all this gut health stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it's still messed up.
Yeah.
But I can eat stuff now. Like, I ate two oranges today. I ate.
Sitting there just everything. Like just savoring the moment, you're like, these oranges are amazing.
I didn't touch fruits and vegetables for over a year and I was miserable because I love them.
Yeah, wish more people did. That'd be cool,
right?
Yeah, people shy away from fruit though. That's, if you found that, like, people really don't, they think fruit is gonna like immediately put weight on them. That's the thought.
I had to, because still, like, an apple will put me, I've continuously tried and tried and tried apples.
Okay.
If I eat a full apple, I'll have so many stomach pains. If I eat half an apple, I'll be okay.
Interesting.
And that's the thing of being like in tune with your body. Like, know why your stomach is hurting. Know why you feel like this.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to get to that position, but
it is.
Once you do, it helps.
Yeah, and it just, it's all aspects, all that mental aspect and everything. But do you think, I'll ask you this though, because this is my big beef right now with like people who talk about like gluten intolerance. Do you think it's more of a mental thing if they don't like go to a doctor and he tells them, oh yeah, you have like celiac disease, do you think it's more mental, kind of like your thing was with more of the fruit, with the fructose?
So they couldn't honestly tell me directly what I had. Okay. I even looked about having celiacs.
Okay.
But there's a point, if it's available, like I've heard gluten-free just has more soy or something. Like yeah. all these sugar-free things, it just has more of this. So
that's interesting. You're right. You're right. So it's like you can't buy into that whole sugar-free thing or the gluten-free thing. You can't just think
exactly.
that that's, yeah. Yeah.
Like it, I, if you have tested it and you have tried it this way, that way, this much, that much, mm-hmm. and you have found like this much hurts me and you are sure, then go with it. Like yeah. do what makes your body feel good. But yeah. as far as like just a diagnosis, just you can't listen to that stuff right away. I was told that I had this, that, this, that, ADHD, OCD, like, and it's been to a point where it's like, you know what? Like, yeah. I don't think I have that.
Every kid's got like, ADHD right now. Like, I don't know. They're, it's funny. It's like, oh, my kid has ADHD. It's like, well, he's just a young boy. I don't know. He's probably just being a boy, I guess, you know? So,
yeah.
I don't know. That's what I see. So, yeah.
But I don't, I would have to have it mm-hmm. to like,
to understand
really
it.
Have yeah.
yeah
like I know some people and they really can't. Like I have a friend that has ulcerative colitis and
yeah,
she
and that's a real
just,
thing.
I can't put my word in unless I had it, but I just feel like if you're told it, don't put your full like opinion
put your
on
eggs
it
into
like
that basket. Yeah, just
yes.
exactly. Yeah, yeah, because that's what it is. Like it's a big it's a big thing that people just buy into and they get no word on it. They just kind of assume they're like, oh, I have a gluten allergy. And you know, up until that point, they were eating a crap ton of bread, crap ton of, you know, bad
yeah.
stuff. And it's just, they just assume it's like, well, gluten doesn't sit well with me. And I'm like, well, you know, maybe you got to be a little more logical about it and just, you know, not be as dramatic as that. You can make smaller changes that will give you what you want out of fitness, you know? So.
Now, don't get it wrong. Like,
yeah,
I'm not gonna, I won't, I find myself not eating bread or if mm-hmm. it's an option, mm-hmm. I will get sourdough and stuff. Like,
I love sourdough. Yeah. I think
I know,
people need to get sourdough. Nobody thinks of
gluten
that.
Gluten sounds like glue. And that's basically what it is to where like you might not be allergic or intolerant to it, but it could definitely like be doing something to you.
Interesting. I like that. Cause it is, yeah, it's just that binding protein. It's just the,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And so part of me is always curious. It's like, you're right. It very well could be doing something to you. It is that maybe like that just extra thing that you can't have. But on the other hand, I'm just like, well, I don't know. I can't put myself in that mindset of like having a problem with a binding protein, you know, it's funny.
Yeah.
So
it's like milk. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
You can't drink a gallon of milk. Like
no.
some people can tolerate, some people can't. But
yeah,
a gallon is going to hurt you regardless of who you are. Just like a loaf of bread is going to hurt you regardless of who you are.
That is a perfect analogy. Like truly. Yeah. And yeah, to your point, you can't, that's a logical way of thinking about it. It's like, well, look, like obviously if you chug a gallon of milk, you're not going to feel that great. Like, you know, it's so with anything, like you said, loaf of bread or too much of one thing or something, you know?
Definitely.
So, yeah. Jeez. Yeah, that's amazing. Are you still doing the Bodhi Fuel? You kind of put that to the side right now.
So I, like I said, I took about 8 months of self-growth.
Yeah.
Didn't let myself date, didn't let myself do a lot, just kind of hunkered down and read a lot, listened to a lot, was very disciplined.
Yeah.
And I deleted Instagram and social media for a while, and it did me wonders. And I have started posting about it again. I haven't really, like, I wanted it. I didn't want it to just be model pictures. Like, I started realizing how when I see just model pictures, I get insecure, and I'm like, ugh, I don't like that person.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, I think that's how girls are.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start posting not picture perfect pictures. I'm going to start posting more about my life. Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah. To show I'm a real person. And the only reason I keep it is because I will bring it back. When I have time, I will.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will do a supplement line sometime in my life. And I think that's like the kind of start building block of it.
I'll rep your supplement line. I think it's a great idea. You got me. So there you go.
Yeah. I was made for it, having this last name.
Yeah, you were. I'm like everything like Bodie Builder. You could do like, I mean, geez, your last name can literally just market itself. Like freaking
Booty Fuel.
But yeah, Booty Fuel. Yeah, freaking, yeah. Like Bodie Booty.
There's so much you can do with it.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, I think that's a funny thing too. That leads me into like another question I have for you too. I know.
Oh gosh.
What's that?
I said, oh gosh.
No, it's not bad. No, it's like a legit like fitness question.
Oh, okay,
but what did
good.
You do? Yeah, what did you do? Like, I know the booty's a big thing right now, and not even
oh
for
my
just
gosh.
Women, but not for women, but like for guys too. And yeah. I am noticing myself, like, I want that. And I know that that's like a weird thing, but I'm seeing that dudes kind of want like a more formed butt now. And what did you do? Was it just squats and like Romanian deadlifts, or did you do anything special with your workouts?
I have to have a dude with a butt too. Like, if my butt's bigger than you, it's a turn off.
It's a weird
I don't
thing.
Know what it is.
No,
it is.
I understand.
But it's
yeah.
like, if I'm going to put hard work in, you better too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But honestly, I did not squat. I had a butt before I even started squatting.
Mm-hmm.
It was Romanian deadlifts and turning my toes out squatting. Like, that was the point when everything just started growing. Like, I would squat. I had a butt anyway, but when I started, I would squat. It's like if you had, this is what Mike Lindstedt, I think that's his name, told me.
Pat.
It was when I was coaching.
Yeah.
And he said, put a piece of paper, pretend you're standing on a piece of paper, and turn your feet outward like you're ripping the paper. And as I started doing that, it just, the butt started growing. And it was just holy crap. But also, you got to activate it. Like, I have found, like, 70% of people are just quad dominant. Like,
yeah, I mean,
look at CrossFitters.
Yeah.
Look at CrossFitters. Like, they can have these enormous legs when you turn around, and it's like their shorts stay where they're supposed to be because they don't have the butt.
That is, it's true. And they don't, and like the turning the foot out, what a perfect way to approach anything.
Oh, it was
like,
amazing when I heard that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
oh my God.
It's like people will start doing the whole squat band walk for like the entire workout. I'm like, look, all you got to do is like four kickbacks. Just turn it on.
Yeah.
Turn it on before each set. Like, it doesn't require like a whole workout of activation, but if you are a quad dominant person, you got to turn it on.
And that's that you said it perfectly, because it, like, people are making their whole workouts about the activation. Like, it's literally the whole workout will be the donkey kicks, but you're using it as like a bridge. Like, okay, you're bridging the gap into those squats or those RDLs. Yeah.
It kills me to go through some Instagram girl workouts. Like, no, don't do it.
Holy cow. That opens up a whole new door for people, because that is the biggest misconception, is thinking that you gotta, like, it's all about the activation, but no, it's about like, that's the preparation for the big stuff, the squats, the big movements, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Well, that's an amazing piece of advice. That's great, because I didn't even think about that. Like, you know it subconsciously, but you don't actively think about that when you're doing a squat. You just don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
That and eating. There you go.
Okay.
Eating enough protein.
Yep. Can never stress that enough. So
I know.
Because people don't eat enough protein. Drives me crazy. So it's amazing.
What would you say? All right. What is your thoughts on how much protein someone should eat?
I really think if I'm being completely honest, I think people need to eat protein in the morning. I'm big. I don't even care what they get during the rest of the day. I'm a huge believer in starting your day off with protein, because I think it sets you on a path of not binge eating or just filling in the cracks with some kind of protein. If you have a busy ass day and you can't find time to maybe eat a healthy lunch or something. So at least you woke up and you downed a whey protein shake or a plant protein shake, whatever the hell it may be. It's just something with some form of protein nutritional value. And that's because everybody's busy and you're stressed. You got a lot of shit to deal with. And like you know, you've dealt with it. Like you've had to figure out ways to balance your diet and figure out how to implement protein. Is that something that you believe in, like the breakfast thing and really like front loading your calories? Or
honestly, I've always been a hungry person. So okay. I've always put it into my breakfast because I knew that was going to keep me full the longest.
Now I'll tell you this though. This is, you said you've always been a hungry person. So when you're hungry, mm-hmm. you just eat, right? You don't say this is bad. I can't be hungry. You listen to your body?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, I've had problems in the past. Like, okay. No, it's not time to eat yet.
Yeah.
But as far as protein, I'll let myself eat as much as I want.
That's good. That's good. People need to do that because when it comes to protein, people never get enough anyway. So,
yes.
You know, and then they go into like crazy diets, like intermittent fasting when they're just not eating enough calories to begin with.
Yes.
So
like, I agree with it, but I don't agree with it. Cause it's like, if you don't know exactly what you're doing all the other ways, like,
yeah, you're going to screw it up.
Yeah. Or like keto. It's like, you know, it's not going to work unless you actually go into ketosis. And
exactly.
It's just all these things that it's like, you got to know other things before you start draining your body or doing something with your food.
And what's funny is that you could very well kind of already be in ketosis before starting keto if you're not eating enough anyway. It's so like you're just beating a dead horse at that point. You're just kind of like you're tacking on this extra big ass diet plan when you're already kind of doing it because you're not eating enough. So
yeah. I've done it before for like leaning up, not intentionally ketosis or keto diet, but just the fats and the protein before photo shoots, like a week before them. And it sucks. Oh, and I'm like, sure, why would anyone do this?
I'm
for a diet? Like, oh, it could be so much easier if you just let yourself eat.
Yeah. And
not as much.
Exactly. And your case was different because that photo shoot lifestyle is intense. Like,
it
God.
Is.
Got to maintain a perfect body like all the time. That's unbelievable.
That was definitely difficult being ready like anytime.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. I would be like, okay, give me a month.
You have to tell them straight up. Like you got to,
Like I'm not going to be ready.
Yeah.
Body is not going to be abs for days, like in a week. So I would be ready enough to where I could do it in like 2-3 weeks, but it is difficult. It really is.
Yeah.
But that's what I would do. It's just meat and fats.
Yeah. That's cool though. So it's kind of, but again, you used it the right way. You used it as a short-term solution. You didn't use it as this long-term.
There's no way I could
thing.
Do it. I'm a crappy person when I don't have my carbs.
Yeah. Oh, me too. I mean, you need carbs. You need them for a good mood. It's so true. It's like, people get ornery when they don't have carbs. So
for people, there was one time I was a waitress and I put my carbs too low. I think I had them at like 20% and normally they're at like 25-30%.
Sure.
I was brain dead. Basically, I was looking at this ticket and I'm like, who is A and an A? Who is named A and an A? Someone walked up behind me and they're like, that's Anna.
And you're like, sorry, okay. I'm depleted. Yeah.
I didn't realize, and I'm like, what's going on? And I'm like, oh, I just changed my fats.
Yeah, and it's weird because your body like goes through that switch, that fuel switch, and it is intense.
I felt stupid.
Yeah, it's amazing. You feel drained and everything, and everybody swears by it, but I'm like, damn, but the prep is like switching to keto is awful. Like, God, you just have to give up on your carbs and you know. You got to tell, it's like you tell people, all right, give me a week. I'm going to be an ass for this first week, but after that, I'll be good or something. I don't know.
I don't think it's worth it. I mean,
I agree.
I mean, I've definitely been able to control what I eat, control just from the stomach issues, but I couldn't ever go full ketosis. I never wanted to. There was never a full reason.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine like actually doing it and staying like that.
It's very, yeah. I mean, it's.
Have you done it?
I have not done it. No, my parents did it. So my parents did keto. Yeah, there you go. It's funny. It's your parents did it. And
I'm like, why? Why are you doing this?
I know. And you're sitting on the sideline going, stop, stop, just stop.
Yes. Like,
you don't need to. So no, but what they did is they kind of, you know, they understood how it made their body feel. And I think when you get to a certain point, you don't really care as much about how you look as how it makes you feel. So maybe there's like, the more you're on it, you feel this very unusual energy. And I've heard that from a lot of people. So maybe that's why. Maybe it's like the long-term energy feeling is better than, you know, whatever your body shows. So I don't know. I'm just spitballing, but that might be the reason that people do it later in life, and you know, when they have kids and they have a family and that kind of thing.
But the thing is, like, my parents, or my dad at least, he would eat all the steak, all the avocados and pistachios he wanted. I'm like, Dad,
yeah,
you realize like the goal is to get into ketosis. Like, you can't eat all of, like, you still need a guideline. And it's just, I've heard a lot of people doing this and they're nowhere near ketosis. Like, I'm like, what's the point of you doing this? Like,
yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
It bugs me when I get into like bad diets.
And that's a huge one. But I'm trying to think, that's where intermittent fasting is better. I think if you're talking about like the ketosis argument, because it really does, like, intermittent fasting completely starves you. Like, whereas keto is you're still eating, you're just eating fats, you know. Intermittent fasting, you're not eating jack shit for 16 hours before you start eating. So I don't know. I think that's a little more effective, but that's just me thinking off the top of my head.
What are your thoughts on intermittent fasting?
I like it if you are somebody who has spent a lot of your time eating a lot of food. So I feel like for somebody like you, maybe you know how to regulate your diet, and you are so, you know exactly how much you need to be eating to like maintain muscle and, you know, maintain your build. So if you did intermittent fasting, you'd probably reap the benefits, because your body would immediately just burn all that fat. You know, it would burn any fat you wanted to get rid of. So whereas somebody who's like already kind of unhealthy and they're still not eating enough, and then they decide, man, intermittent fasting is going to fix my problems, it's not going to work. It's just, they have to go in the opposite direction. And to your point, like, that's what you figured out, is that it really comes down to logging food and then making sure you're getting enough protein and enough of the good stuff. It's not eliminating certain things. So yeah, but I'm getting on my soapbox now. Now I'm talking about all my pet peeves and like intermittent fasting sucks in this case and keto and blah, blah, blah. So
my thoughts on it is like, when people are like, I can't eat from here to here, but I can eat from here to here. Like, I can eat whatever I want. I'm like, no. You know, you're still having breakfast. You're still breaking your fast. So what you eat first is going to be what you crave the rest of the day. So you can't eat like,
I love that,
crap stuff. And I've just heard of people like, I can eat whatever I want. I'm like, no, you can't. Like, you still have to be moderately healthy. Like, that's what you're going to be craving.
I love that. And then, and kind of going off that, you're right. Not only will you be craving that, but then it's going to cause you to maybe binge eat at the end of the day.
Yes.
So that's the other problem. Like, I know it's like a window, quote unquote, a window, but who's actually going to stick perfectly to that window? If you're right, if you break your fast and you kind of just don't care about what it is you're eating, you're going to, you're not going to end the day on a high note with your food. So
I'll even do it with fruits. Like, I won't let myself eat fruits like first thing, because I know I'm going to be not that I'm against fruits, but like it's still this still fructose is still a sugar, and it's like I don't want to be craving fruit all day. Like
that's
the first
smart.
Like I said, it's I've tested it. I've tried to eat strawberries in the morning and I'm like, why the heck do I need sugar all day?
That's smart.
I'm like, oh yeah, that's what I ate.
So do you think then it kind of that's why it's important to eat like the protein in the morning. You start your morning with the good
what
food.
What you break your fast with. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to be craving.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like not that. That I'm against fruits. I'm not against fruits or vegetables at all.
But it's, just, but you understand the little small change you have to make in your life to regulate your consumption of things.
Yes.
And that's the whole moral of it is like, it's, and that's not a big change. That's a funny thing. That's a very doable thing that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, it's, you're just not eating fruit in the morning. Like, you know, it doesn't sound intimidating. So.
Yeah. It's you, small changes of things. Like you can't be like, oh, I'm going to eat healthy. I'm like, no, just eat one more meal. That's healthier.
That's smart. That's smart. Yeah. I'll start telling people that. Cause it is, yeah, it all comes down to wanting to like overhaul your entire lifestyle. And it's just going to wreck you in the long run.